today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
All right, let's bring in another small business, another restaurant during this global pandemic. Of course, the hospitality industry taking a hit. And if you can help out with a little takeout and a little love for your local business, whether it's a retail, whether it's the hospitality industry, obviously it is greatly appreciated. Let's bring in Shane McNamara, a chef and owner of Salt Lick Small House in Hamilton. Shane, thanks for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, we're doing all right.
Shane, tell everybody where Salt Lick Smokehouse is.
We are 282 James Street North, just south of Barton, across from the back of Montreal.
And so how long have you been there, Shane?
We're getting close to 6 years now.
What's it been like for you during the pandemic?
Lots of ups and downs, to say the least. But, you know, we're still here. We're still putting out some of the best barbecue we can.
And how many people normally, dining room, how many would you normally have sit in if you didn't have restrictions?
I would have 48.
So what's it been like for you without those 48 people coming and going? Have you managed to keep business going? How big of a hit have you or other restaurateurs in your situation taken here? How bad has it been? Have you been able to make it up with takeout?
Yes and no. Like at this point, I would assume most restaurateurs have adjusted their business model completely because we've been in this for so long to the point where it's at least, you know, losing a little bit of money or possibly breaking even. We've made all those adjustments. You're going to see a lot of owner operators, you know, in their business every day, all day long, more than normal, probably, to keep all the costs down.
And what has the response been like from your customers as you make this transition?
Our customers have been great. They've supported us, you know, all the way through. We never originally closed for any period of time. We went straight into a takeout model, and we've had a consistent base, you know, supporting us over and over again, as well as, you know, lots of new customers, you know, checking us out. A lot of, you know, on the feature days, like, we're picking up a lot of new customers for the Super Bowl and get big packages for Valentine's Day and family-sized meals is kind of our focus now.
And tell us about the menu at Salt Lick. What's it like? Give us an example.
It is, you know, traditional Southern barbecue. We do a brisket, Texas style brisket, just salt and pepper, low and slow. We do hickory with charcoal. It's 15 to 18 hour cook in the smoker. It's probably our premier product. Comes out beautiful every time. We've got this recipe honed right down at this point. You'll see other traditional stuff like smoked pork shoulder, a bunch of different fried chicken options. Sandwiches for lunch. We do a house sausage where we ground up our brisket trimmings, make a house sausage that's dynamite.
Oh my. So are you going to make it out the other end of this, Shane?
We definitely will. Yeah, we definitely will. It's the most unfortunate part about this in the hospitality industry is there's no hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, that's the part that, you know, keeps everybody going, keeps the staff happy, you know, keeps the chefs happy is the connection with the customers, right?
And that's you know, you forget about that because, you know, and I've had many restaurateurs say that it's the dining experience what it's all about. It's seeing the reaction, it's seeing the people's faces, it's seeing people have a good time. Otherwise, you're just really making food and you don't get to see your customer as much.
No, there's nothing better than, like, you know, a busy restaurant on a Friday night with a buzz and excitement and beautiful food coming out, people celebrating, and you know, it seems like it's been so long since there's been any of that.
All right, Shane. Sorry. No, go ahead.
Even when we're allowed to have some seating, it's still not the same. It's still not the same vibe.
Website we can go to, Shane, to find out your menu and what all you're doing?
Saltlick.ca.
All right, saltlick.ca to find out more. And once again, your address is, Shane?
282 James Street North.
282 James Street North, Salt Lick Smokehouse in the Hammer. And, of course, another one of the small businesses looking for your support during COVID-19. Shane, thanks so much for the time. Be well. I'm hungry now. Good luck.
Thanks.
The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.